Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Goblets and Gays, Season 4, Episode 43. Yes. Mabry, GM, toss it over to my players to introduce themselves, who they are, who they're playing, and then we'll get into things.
Hello, I'm Aki. My pronouns are she, her, and I play Astraea Bashar Chloris, your quadruple princess bard dragon summoner, child of the Night Queen, grandchild of the Mad King, and all-round magical baddie who also uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, I am Dusty. I use they, he pronouns, and I am playing Joanna of Mexico, bringer of justice, maker of soups, and they use she, her pronouns.
Hello, my name is Ferris. I use she, her pronouns, and I play Dumisa Solfig, a 7-foot semi-possessed barbarian and champion of the night who is very much in love and also uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, I'm Sparlock. I use he, him pronouns. Today I am playing Groon, the walking goblin catastrophe, oracle of flames, healer of wounds, and burner of buildings, though she swears it wasn't her. And Groon uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, hello. My name is Alyssa, and my pronouns are they, them. I am playing Tamsin Trevino, the god-devouring changeling wizard who is focused on rescuing their late fiancé from purgatory, but also growingly concerned with her influence on this group of younger adventurers. Tamsin uses she, they pronouns.
Hello, I'm Tick. I use he, she, they pronouns, and today I'm playing Mero, a monk maiden raised in the underworld, now overcoming parental issues, meeting the Fae, and learning about nature, and being a thought.
So, Tick, what happened last time?
Love your tone of voice, Aubrey. You know how much I suffered last time. the whiplash of emotions. So the fight started. None of us could roll for beans, and we all ended up going last as the ex-gods essentially pummeled us half to death. We all did a lot of spells, a lot of fighting. No one's gone down yet, but that's about to change in like one turn, I think. Sorry, Astraea. But yeah, a lot of fighting back and forth as the enemies have begun their absolute assault on us. And I would just like to say my luck has been something. It's been very high and very low and no in-betweens. The amount of crits I got, both good and bad, holy fuck. But yeah, we've all essentially been keeping it together to the best of our abilities. And there's a giant wall between Dumisa and Astraea. They could make a really romantic book out of this, if not tragic. But yeah, we are rolling into round 3, which actually seems really, really low for how long we spent trying to fight for our lives against these guys.
Yeah, it is the top of the round, and it is Sershu's go, and Sershu is standing right next to Astraea. And just because I'm feeling generous, I will give Astraea a quick perception check.
I said I was gonna drop and you went, not my favorite. I'm sorry. It's okay. The way she can kill me is so very easy.
I'm just giving you a quick perception check to notice something.
45.
Mm-hmm. Despite all the hits, you think she is pulling her punches slightly.
Jeez.
Okay. That's actually worse, Aubrey.
Okay, here's what I do. I'm hurting. I like look up. I'm like in fear because this is a giant barbarian woman and I am not a melee combat girly. Mm-hmm. And then I notice this. And I just kind of stand a little straighter and like squint my head a little bit, like just like, oh, what? This whole time you've been holding back. This is gonna fucking hurt. But I say it out loud, like at least to do me and Groon can hear it.
She kind of grits her teeth slightly and comes back in with another hit on the weapon for a 49
crit. I can't help me either.
I used all my reactions.
Well, I don't think this is going to matter too much. 72 damage.
No!
That's 62, right? I'm still up.
All right. I need you to succeed at... I need you to make a reflex roll because the card is called Bad Parry.
Oh, okay, no. one second.
I thought you were going to say bad parent. I was like, damn,
that's
okay.
Also true, yes.
It would be very thematic. Just let me take the damage first.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it matters. She still has two actions. But sorry, what was the damage again? It was 72?
72.
Fuck, y'all.
You know, there's one way to get out of this. Just disconnect from the call. I'll bring it up legally. I'm not here.
It's dangerous. And then you said reflex save.
Mm-hmm. 41, so you managed to keep a hold of whatever weapon you're holding.
Your loot.
Yeah. As you try, and then it's second attack.
No, don't do it. Leave her alone.
For 46.
Yeah, that hits.
For 31.
I'm down. Also, so I'm down. Rosie disappears.
No!
My other body will take falling damage now. So what is the falling damage? Because I take both.
You're 20 feet up in the air, so it is, I think it's it essentially is, you will take a wound. You will lose a death save, essentially.
Oh.
You will fail a death save as you do that.
Both of my bodies, though, are still there, actually, is what I found. Mm-hmm. It will last until the duration, so for 10 minutes, basically, both my bodies are there. But I'm out, guys.
Wouldn't it be fucked up if you died, but then your phantom body was there and all you had left was 10 minutes to kind of keep fighting for your life?
Hey. So you will be at dying two. You have,
Fuck.
Hey, Paris.
Yeah?
Flip a coin. heads or tails, Paris?
Tails?
It is tails.
I don't know if that's good or bad, Aubrey.
She spends an action and pushes her way through the wall.
Jeez, she gonna go like jumping it? Okay.
What the fuck?
Oh my gosh.
She holds up her shield and just shoves her way through the wall. She's gonna take half damage.
You know what? I'm taking this as a good sign.
She will take...
I mean, the alternative is she's getting her corpse executed. Like
20 damage. And it is now Salakra's turn. So it is Salakra's turn, and Salakra is going to... We're going to cast another three-action harm.
Does that hit my body? It hits my other body! Taking deficits, y'all!
That's definitely like a manipulate. Casting spell, right? Or no?
For material, verbal, somatic. Concentration, manipulate, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm gonna take my attack of opportunity.
All right.
I only get them for move action, so I can't make an attack of opportunity on this.
I'm gonna use a hero point. Nice. All right, dice. Math is hard.
52. That is not a crit.
Okay, I don't think that stops it then. I think it still happens.
It does not.
I still get the attack. Okay.
Unless, you are technically do I get flanking from our location or no?
No.
It's like.
Dang it.
Yeah.
You'd have to be one more down. You'd have to be diagonal or like.
Oh my god, wow, close. I conveniently move one more space down.
No.
31 damage.
31? Yep.
Yeah.
Alright. I'm gonna need everyone to make a DC 41 basic other than Astraea, who fails.
Fortitude. Save?
Yes.
Natural 20? So 49?
Mm-hmm. You're fine. Natural 20.
Plus it's as successful as you can possibly get.
I'm putting this spell dice on.
Do you guys' gay tattoos do anything in this situation?
Not yet, but soon, if I live that long.
Yippee! Fortitude save, you said, yeah?
You said we had another, No, actually, I'll be all right.
Are you shitting me?! Yay, another nat one!
Hey, Meryl, you're not alone this time.
Yep. So, anyone who... It is 33 damage, it'll be 33 healing to everyone around her.
Healies.
If you succeeded, you take half or none. If you critically succeeded, you take double. If you critically failed...
So 66 damage. First damage of the fight is from a crit fail. That just hurts.
What was DC again? What was the DC?
41.
Did you say if you critically succeeded, you take double damage?
You take none.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I misheard you.
If you critically failed, you'll take double.
That makes way more sense.
And Astraea, you will get one more wound. Or one more. Your dying value will go up by one.
Dying three, y'all.
If I live this long, you'll be okay.
And that's her turn. And that'll bring us to Iktar. And Iktar is going to spend his first action to move. So there's a perfect spot.
You know what? That's fine at this fucking point.
And is going to bring down the ship wreckage on Marrow.
Yeah, I think they're probably able to hit it this time.
Oh, that's a nat one for them.
Ah! My curse is spreading.
Yep. So his pulled muscle, so his enfeebled one is angry and is just gonna continue at this point.
Can I have a moment of solitude with Iktar?
That is a 45 to hit you.
That will hit, unfortunately. But we do share a passing nat one moment, a fleeting glimpse into each other's souls of this is what we've turned to, huh?
Take 33 damage.
What if I just say no?
Take 33 damage.
Okay.
Demisa.
Okay. She sees Astraea go down and disappear. Screams. And is going to use the heart bond that we did, which tells me the state of my lover. So I get to learn my lover's present state, beloved, and then I can grant them a small gift. So what is my beloved's present state?
A dying three.
I will cast the gift of stabilize on you, which loses the dying condition, though you remain at zero hit points. And then...
Question.
Yes.
Manipulate tags on any of these?
I don't know, man. I don't do... It's a cantrip. I don't know what that means.
If you
should say the cantrip.
Yeah, if you open up the cantrip, does it have manipulate on it?
No. It says somatic, verbal, cantrip, divine, healing, necromancy, positive, primal? Utility? I don't think you get me this time, but maybe next time.
I do think... yeah, no, Scott. I've been playing way too much Baldur's Gate. Stabilize is a, or just playing too much 5e in general, where stabilize is a thing where you have to touch the creature. I wanted to make sure you didn't have to, like, get over
it. I don't think I have to because of the nature of the heart bond, because I'm sending a gift. I don't have to be anywhere near her.
Also, stabilize is 30 feet.
Right, but because of the heart bond, I don't think I have to be anywhere near them. I don't even think
I just wanted to make sure. So,
within
the
same country. Mm-hmm. That's the beauty of the heart bond, is I'm sending her a gift, and the gift is, please don't die. However, tragically, it is a two-action thing, and unfortunately, my only thing that can heal, my only two things that can heal you, one is a touch, and you're too far away, and the other one is also two actions, which sucks. I don't think I've been scouring my feet, and I don't think I have anything else. And the third thing that I could use is a reaction, and it's too late for that. So I don't think there's anything I can do to bring you up to hit points, but hopefully Grun can. It's a 46. If that's not enough, I have hero points to spare.
46 just hits.
Yeah, I'll take it. So you're drained one, and let me roll damage. Hold for math, and also I need to find another dice. So that's going to be 53 damage. Some of which is positive. Let me check something real fast. Did I already tell you you're drained one?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, and I think she's just going to look at Sershu and say, you've never fought for a single worthwhile thing in your life. Should do it now. Or are you gonna let that coward tell you how to die? That's all.
Demisa, roll diplomacy.
Hey, I get a plus one because of the heart bond.
Let's go. Save me, Astrea.
Is he a hero point? 37?
It's in that moment you can almost see how it is. You blink and you see the strings on all of them, the chains that keep them bound to this puppet master. And you watch as your mother's fists clench. But unfortunately, it is not her actions. She cannot do anything. We'll figure out if your words had any impact when her turn comes again. Uh, that was all of your actions, correct?
Yep, that was all of them.
Okay, it is now Remulus's turn. Joanna, you are directly in front of Remulus, and mm-hmm. he is going to spend his first two actions to cast Spirit Blast at you.
Oh, fuck me. All right. is that one a save, or?
It is a save. I need a basic fortitude save.
All right.
DC 40.
40. Okay, I have like a 40% chance. Awesome. That is gonna be a 42.
42, and do you have the thing that makes it, now?
Yeah.
Cool, and then last action is gonna down blast you with the loot.
Your music sucks.
For a 50.
No, okay. Fine. Not a crit, though.
Mm-hmm. Take 16 sonic damage.
Yeesh.
1-6 or 6-0?
1-6.
Oh, okay. That's better.
It is a one-action attack. It is not...
Yeah.
It's not that...
I should have showbucked that. I didn't, though. That's fine.
Groon, it is now your turn.
Yes, I will 3-action heal.
Wait, won't that hurt the goats too?
It will hurt the goats.
The ghosts.
And Tamsin's okay.
Well, yeah, Tamsin's been getting healed. Everyone except for Tamsin.
They'll be fine.
Groon has selective healing.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That's dope. That's dope.
What level are you casting it at?
That is at the 9th level.
Oh, shit.
sure. Yeah, I'm going to attempt to counteract that.
I knew it. Counterspell, the fucking yep. heal.
She has it prepared at 9th, so. She only has one heal spell prepared, and this is the one. And yeah, that's come on. Where's just a one that I can roll?
Said I don't have counterperformance.
I wish Joanna had more attacks of opportunity because she just punched the shit out of this woman.
Wait, I do. Because my turn just passed.
Oh yeah. Shit! Wait, hold on!
And that is a 43.
That'll work.
Like, I could attack of opportunity though, right?
Yeah, you can attempt an attack of opportunity.
Please crit, please interrupt.
Let me check that real quick, because it's, it doesn't have manipulate. It is Abjuration, Arcane, Sorcerer, Witch, Wizard.
I don't have the Courage thing up, because I would have... Damn. Okay, yeah, I can't do anything about it.
Now we just pray Dimple doesn't stab me. I think I'm gonna die for real, y'all.
Oh, you'll be alright as long as you're within 60 feet of Groon.
It's okay, you can join the group. I have some stacks prepared for the Died Club.
Y'all can
we can res in this realm.
Y'all can mosey on over and just crush the crystal. That's another thing you can do. That's all you have to do.
So it is Dimple's turn now. And she spent her first action. Come over. Next to Dumisa. Bare her fangs with her second action and go in for a jaw attack.
I forgot this bitch was a frittin' furry form.
Does a 45 hit?
Yes, it does.
That is a low roll. That is 25 piercing damage.
I think I only have my personal resistance because Astraea's down, right?
Mm.
So, shoot, you just said the number. What was it?
25.
So that's 17.
And then we'll use two actions to tear fate. And I need a DC 40 basic will save.
It's a very middle ground roll. 42.
Do you have the thing on will that makes it a critical success?
Good question. I have it on two of them and I never remember which two. Hold on. Yes, I do.
Then you don't take any damage from this. And that's her turn. It is Vasile's turn now. Astraea, heads or tails?
Telephobic.
I'll go with heads because I have a head.
Not anymore, decapitate you.
For a moment, he looks over there, and they look over there, and you think they're thinking about it, but they turn back to the combat. And going to look over at you, you Joanna, and I need a will save.
All right, big metal die has been my friend tonight. Fuck. I don't have said anything. That's a 30.
That is a critical failure.
Yeah.
Against Dominate.
Oh, no! Fuck. Oh, wait, we're so screwed. Wait. What, 1 second. Let me just double check something real fast. I probably can't do it, but let me try.
Mm-hmm.
Dang it. Nope, you're too far away. I'm sorry.
Okay, there. I have a thing for this, but I can't do it until my turn. Okay.
So you feel these. Suddenly you're like, maybe the false gods aren't so bad after all. You gain the controlled condition. You can, you will only get a save if you receive an order that goes against your nature, such as killing your allies.
That's fair, yeah.
Yeah. You'll get a save on your turn as well. The DC will be 40. And yeah, of course you can guess the command is kill your friends.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait. First command, walk into the wall.
No!
Do I have to do that right now?
You have to do that on your turn. You have to spend your first action on your turn doing that.
Doesn't
command is into the wall. Yep.
Doesn't walking into danger go against Joanna's?
I would still need to make a save though. That's the thing.
You would make it after you do the order.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah,
okay. Exactly. I guess Joanna, I can't hurt my friends, but God, I'll walk into a wall. That's ethical. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
More ethical than hurting my friend. That's real.
Tips, and this your girl?
and I still have one last action and a couple of 7th level spell slots left. We're gonna power word blind again. Let's roll a die. Mero.
Oh,
you are
no.
Blinded for 1d4 minutes.
Okay, now I have to ask something very cheeky when it comes to my turn, then. But not yet. Oh, I really can't see shit on the map, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
You just gotta listen real well.
I have hearing and I have life sense. It's not precise, but I also have a fun little gimmick that I can use as well. Which
life sense is kind of dope, but also aren't they ghosts?
Ghosts are a life force. It also can register undead. It's specifically okay,
that's what I wasn't sure would they pop up for you.
It's how they ID'd Tamsin as a lich.
Yeah,
but Tamsin is undead as well. Like these guys are
they clocked the gods from before we came in the room.
Yeah, they can.
Oh, you're
right. They're like, hey, there's five life forms in there. And I'm like, meanwhile, my mother just left me a message on my mental answering machine.
Tamsin, it is now your turn.
Okay. Does it make sense to try and get Astraea up with very low levels of hit points? Because she will probably just go down again.
It depends if they will. Well, actually, it's only y'all, and I don't think y'all are gonna hit me, excluding maybe Joanna. So there is that. You do know I have the crystal. The time one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that Tamsin is saw Astraea go down and is just not thinking real good. So, like, if I do battle medicine on her, like, she gets back up, right? Because she'll yell, she's stabilized in Social Hill. Okay.
You have to go through the wall, though.
Yeah. Tamsin's gonna run through the wall.
Tamsin!
Tamsin, I need a reflex save.
I love you.
DC 41.
Okay, it's a 19 on the die plus 30, so 49.
49. So that is you don't have the thing that makes it like you succeed. You critically succeed.
Reflex, not for reflex.
So you will take 15 magical force damage.
Okay, and our save bunnies are down because those were from Astraea, right?
But you're standing, you're next to Astraea now.
My body's not looking great.
it's a lot of blood.
Astraea's body's always looking great though. Nudge, wink, wink.
Well, actually, I just need y'all to know both of my bodies look probably fucking horrible because this one got cleaved in and the other one fell from the sky like 20 feet. So I'm not looking good.
My brain keeps thinking of when you're fighting and like, essentially Fire Emblem Hero style gacha games where the enemy, like, when your units are critically injured, their clothes just get shredded and their titties are out. It's just a bad
thing. Oh yeah, no, of course, but there's also blood everywhere, and maybe, like, on the other one that took a high dive, some guts.
Ooh, and that makes it funner.
I also don't know what wounded level I'm at, because I'm stabilized, so I don't, I'm not-
You're a wounded one.
Wounded one, thank you.
But that means if you go down again, you start at dying too.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'm going to attempt a DC 40 battle medicine on her. I'm going to reroll because that was a one on the die.
Oh my god. You kill me like in Dead by Daylight.
Tamsin kills you.
Okay, that's a 13 on the die, so we're good. We hit it. Astraea comes up with, let's see.
I was put into the negatives, by the way. I don't take that into account, right?
So, no.
Okay, awesome.
You're at zero anyway because of what I did.
Oh, yes, true.
That knocked you to zero. Or bumped you to zero. Mm-hmm. Even if negatives were a thing.
64 HP.
Woo!
Can you add 5 to that for a floody number?
No.
God says no.
Oprah's like, I've had enough of Tick's bullshit.
God says 69s aren't funny anymore, Tick.
That's it. You heal that much. In Astraea, you are up, but on the ground. You're prone.
Yep. Both of us are up and on the ground.
Yep.
Also, I'm glad that this is within line sight of Dimple. I have a better grandma. And this grandma's a lich, bitch.
And for my last action. Oh, no. I do. And I will focus spell protective ward, so Astraea and I get a plus one to AC. And then with my last like action or whatever, I'm just going to like yell at Dinful. just like, you'd let your grandchild, a woman who used to worship you, die for this? And that is my turn.
Hi. Joanna!
So soon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit, yeah, walk into the wall.
Oh no!
Gosh dang.
Okay. So, I just walk into it, right? I'm not even gonna make a save, right?
You will still make the save.
Okay. Boop.
Mm-hmm. Reflex save. This wall is so clutch.
I mean, that's only a 33.
It is not a crit fail, but you will take full damage. You'll take 31 damage from walking into the wall.
Great. Awesome.
And then because that will go against your, you know, values or whatever, give me another will save.
Or whatever.
Oh, whatever.
Okay, that's, I'm so stressed. A 44.
44, and that will succeed against the control, so you will no longer be controlled.
Okay. I assume I'm on the other side of the wall, though.
Yep.
All right. Joanna pops is like, oh, Dios mío, Dios santos, santos, fuck. All right. Okay. Jenna is gonna look around, is going to look at the two next to me, and ask if... Okay, I can't bring another creature with me. Okay, I was gonna cast Dimension Door, but that's only for me. Oh, but this is fun. What I could do instead is Dimensional Assault, which means I could teleport up to half my speed and I make an attack.
Nice.
Which, yeah.
Wait, will that put you through the wall again?
I'm teleporting. Teleport.
Oh, thank heavens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dimensional Assault is clutch.
Yeah, I never had to use it. It's like, oh, I could just walk there. I mean, literally, worst case, I could just also just jump. I have a vertical jump of 85 feet currently.
Holy crap.
Okay, so first action was walking through the wall. Second action was here. I don't think I could use Arcane Shroud now. Let me read my thing, because being controlled got fucky. Your most recent action. Ah, fuck. Okay. I'm gonna two-weapon flurry, Dimple. So first one... First one is 47? Sorry, 48.
You said the first one was 48?
48, yeah.
48 will hit.
Okay. Second attack, I'm tapping at the same time. Is one better, but four worse. So 45.
45? 45 barely hits.
Cool. So they're gonna take, that's 9 plus... 55 damage.
55? Okay. For the first attack?
They're two separate. So one's 29 and the one's 26.
Okay.
If I should separate it.
No, I just was like, is that both or?
Yeah, because they're happening at the same time where it is.
Cool.
Kind of like how Flurry of Blows works.
Mm-hmm.
Last action. I'm going to do Inspire Courage again.
Okay.
And that's her turn.
Marrow.
I can't see shit!
Nope.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
So, I know roughly who's around me based on life sense, and also everyone around me is undead. Tamsin left the room. So I can assume basically everyone around me right now is an enemy with what my life sense is. I actually forgot where everyone is, so I'm just assuming that everyone around me is an enemy right now, yeah?
You could, you know, relatively assume that.
Yeah.
Hey, Tamsin, am I gonna beat you up? Not unless you go through the blade, Volmera.
I can sense undead, or I can sense ghosts around me. So I'm like, okay. Weird follow-up question. Wild Wind Strikes ignore cover. Does being blind count as things under cover?
No.
Okay, so I can't cheese it.
Nope.
All right. Well, there's a few people around me, and I can roughly tell that there's no one else around me other than these three bitches. So I'm going to use two actions to use a two-action Wronged Monk's Wrath, because it doesn't require me aiming.
Exactly!
Is life sense precise or imprecise?
It's imprecise, but I assume it's like a 30-foot range. I'm just guesstimating. I can sense three people around me, and they're all undead, so I'm just going to take a shot.
Yeah, and they're all concealed.
Yeah, they're all considered concealed.
It's kind of like hearing, so I can hear like people near me and they all sound cringe. And that's what I'm going off of at this point.
And that's, they need, was it fortitude or reflex saves for that?
Let me check really quickly. That is a... reflex save. And it's for everyone within a 10-foot range. And it's pretty heightened, too. That's very poggers.
All right, so we have a 39, a 42, and a 37. All right, so yeah, what is that damage?
All right, who saved and who crit saved? You don't need to give me names, I just want to know numbers.
No one crit saved. The highest they got was a 42.
So everyone saved then?
Yeah, everyone saved.
Okay, that's fine. It's at least half of a lot of damage. Since this is two action, let me check. So it is three and then heightened. So it's heightened plus four, which means it's heightened twice because it's heightened plus two. And it increases by 2d6 for every heightened level? Am I reading that right? If I'm reading this right, it's 7d6 and 7d12. So I'll fucking take it.
Go for it.
Oh my god, all
right. It is a focus spell, so you know, they can be pretty powerful.
Yeah, I didn't expect- I was like, damn, I forgot we leveled up. Okay, hold on, let me roll some dice. So, oh, that's a lot of high numbers. One sec. So, for force damage, it's going to be... exactly 30, which is going to be halved to 15. So 30 half to 15, and then let me get some more d12s really quickly. I don't know why I'm not using a dice bot for this. I'm just stubborn, I guess.
That's fair.
Oh, that's some good numbers. Holy fuck. Okay, hold on. Is 63 halved of electricity damage.
You said 63 halved?
Yep, 63 halved.
Right. Right.
And everyone's still living, right?
Nope.
Oh, someone died! I don't know who!
Yes! Nice.
I bet Remulus.
LMAO. Do I just feel someone dissipate? I'm like, oh, I got someone.
Yep.
My first god kill and I can't even see it. I have to go up vibes.
Yup.
And I guess for my last action, I'm going to give Barry an action so Barry can restore one of my focus points for me. Mm-hmm. So I can get my one focus point any back.
Yep.
Well, is it a free action to go, did I get one?
And yes, audience, it was Remulus.
Yes.
Everyone just watching Mero absolutely blindly flailing and busting a spell, and then everyone's like, hold on, you took one out! And I'm like, all right!
The bard's going down first. Yeah. Makes sense. The
bard's going down first, handshaking.
We just... our souls fist bump before...
The top of round four with you, Astraea.
Hello, I'm up. I'm not feeling great. Okay. Now, add a character. Do we want the do-over? It's a 12, it takes us back 12 hours.
Personally, I want to say no right now because of the fact that I don't want to redo the past 12 hours.
You'd have to do, you'd have to deal with the La Llorona's back on the ship
again.
Here's
the thing. Yeah. Here's the thing. We cross through the portal. I can teleport us into the courtyard because I've seen it. I know what it looks like.
I think not yet. I truthfully think we are more than halfway through this fight, I feel. If someone goes down again, if you go down again, then I think yes. But right now, I don't think so.
I'm thinking kind of the same thing, yeah.
Okay. Just... as a heads up, though, if we choose to do it, anyone can crush it, okay? But if we do choose to do it, because I've seen the courtyard and I know where it is, we can just teleport straight there. I mean, we probably have to walk through the portal again, but like we can completely bypass.
12 hours ago, you would still be on the ship.
Then we teleport from the ship. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, like, still. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm just letting y'all know that's what's at. So we're not... in theory, we can skip a fight. is what I'm trying to say. That is a thing we can do.
I don't know if we'd be able to skip it. I bet they've just been here the whole time.
No, the La Llorona.
The La Llorona fight. Not this fight.
Yeah. Because if we could, yeah.
Yeah, because I would just portal us back into the courtyard, is what I'm trying to say.
But we might get in, I don't know, like a surprise round if we just suddenly appear. There's a chance of that.
There is a chance of that as well, yeah. But that is just as a heads up thing. Because I just wanted to know where we were all at before making any decisions at all.
Mm-hmm. I think it's good to at least also hold it together, because if Dwayne just single-handedly hands our ass to us, we will probably need it.
Oh yeah, no. That is if we survive this fight. That is another thing, but like, as a thing.
I don't know, things are starting to turn in your favor.
A little bit, by accident on my part, which is really funny.
I thought it was great.
Thank you.
Okay. Alright. Free action. I'm gonna look at Tamsin and go, if I go down again or if anything bad happens, crush it. And I point to the pink crystal necklace that I have. Just so that way one other, like, in theory, y'all fucking know, but just putting it into the void. Another free action. I'm going to dismiss the spell dismiss by location, I mean, so the other body because I've turned to pink ooze before, I want to stick branded, and the other body turns into pink ooze, and just, it's just a puddle.
God, that's really traumatizing for Dumisa, who can't see the other Astraea because she's behind the wall.
Well, maybe you'll fight harder. I don't know. It's okay. They're all for reactions. Don't worry. I'll give you hope. I'll give you hope. Again, as a free action, and then I'm going to use an action to harmonize, and then free action, lingering comp. Inspire defense, inspire courage, boosted. So you're going to hear singing from behind you, babe. And I'm going to make a performance roll to get my shit going. I'm looking at the complete wrong stuff, my bad. 51.
Yeah, I think that's a success.
Regular success or crit?
Crit success.
So hot. Okay. So that's plus one to everything again. Status bonuses all around in within 60 feet. Also, you can get rid of the other Astraeans, please. That's so, I'm like, just don't hit me. I'm pink goo over there. That's one action. I'm just gonna bet that it does. I'm going to, at 9th level, cast Unfathomable Song. My targets are the remaining false gods. That should be 5 of them. And they all need to make a will saving throw.
What was the DC?
40.
40? So we have Sershu succeeding, Denpole critically succeeding, Slakra failed, Ikdar failed, and Vasild saved.
Okay, so my crit success succeed babies, they are immune to this and they're unaffected. My success babies can be affected next round if I keep this thing sustained. And for all my failures, I get to do a fun roll and we get to figure out what happens to them. Boop, boop, boop. Does this change? Well, wait a minute. Sorry, I don't know if I'm supposed to make 4 separate rules on this table or not. I think it's just roll once and then everybody gets it, and then if I sustain it, then they can roll again on the table. Yeah, and then they can make their thing because of other stuff.
Cool.
All right, so everybody is. Oh, nice. Everybody is. Oh my god, I'm like reading. I had 2 spells open, and because they're like beside each other, I'm reading the wrong fucking spell. Like, I did not see it change to a different spell. My bad. Everybody should be stupefied 4 for 1 round.
Okay, the ones that failed?
The ones that failed. All and right. The basically, the only person I believe who is immune to this going forward for like a minute is Dimple. That means Salakra and plus whoever else, I think it was Vasild, will have to re-roll if I sustain it. I believe targets get... A creature needs to only attempt 1 save as the song each round. And I have to keep the same targets. So as long as I sustain it, rolls happen to everybody except for Dimple.
Right, and that's your turn?
That should be my whole turn, yes.
It is now Sershu's turn. For her first action, she is going to take a 5-foot step. and bring her mace down on Dimple.
Oh my gosh!
Dimplemen!
I just hear everyone go, oh my gosh! I'm like, it seems like plot's happening.
Or a 56.
Oh, please!
Which is a critical hit.
Holy crap!
Bye,
she's
grandma.
Not holding back anymore, huh?
The card she pulled is called Surprise Opening.
Yes,
yeah. For sure.
You gain one action that you can use before the end of your turn to use an attack action against the target. Her first attack deals 75 damage.
Holy crap.
And she is going to use her last two actions to slash and slam. Or a hit, and both attacks are going to hit, which means that Dimple will be stunned one. And for another 70 damage between the two attacks. And that is her turn, which will bring us to Silakra. And Silakra is stupefied, and also they all have lost their inspired defense. And Silakra has also lost her quickened. So I believe she's losing feebled. I think that only lasts one round.
I'm pretty sure Silakra's standing right next to me, but I cannot tell.
There is that. Yeah, no. Spells are gonna be real hard at the moment.
So she's stupefied four.
Yep. Silakra is going to spend her first action to do a reminder of doom. Reminding all of the rest of the false gods with her words about what they stand to lose. All of them get a +2 status bonus to attack rolls and damage rolls until the end of her next turn.
Oh no.
Second action, Marrow, she turns around and attempts to bury her dagger in your back.
Not hard. I can't see shit. I'm also sickened. I don't think blind affects my AC, but sickened sure does.
Mm-hmm. That is a 45.
That will hit, unfortunately.
Take 15 piercing damage.
Okay.
And she is going to try and strike one more time. I don't believe a 40 will hit you.
It will not, even with the sickened.
Mm-hmm. You managed to dodge out of the way. And now it is Ikhtar's turn. And Ikhtar sees what Dimple is doing and follows up with an attack with the mast. For a 44.
I'm so mad I'm sickened because that hits. Well, it would hit either way because I am.
So it is going to be 35 damage. They're going to use a free action to grab you.
Can I do the math first before you grab me?
Sure.
Oh, I'm at 111 health. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, I've been grabbed. Damn.
And is going to essentially attempt to slam you against the ground.
Oh no! What do I roll? Do they have to roll?
They're rolling an attack. So 47.
Yeah, that'll hit.
All right. You will take 3 bludgeoning damage and become wounded 1.
I don't like that you added that onto my sheet for me.
Yep.
Okay.
And that is his turn. And that'll bring us to Dumisa.
Okay. The first thing Dumisa is going to do is going to just shout out to the party. I don't know, man. We've got them on the run or something. And use Rallying Cry, so all allies within 30 feet, which is everybody, gain temporary hit points equal to my level, so 18. You are also all quickened for 1 minute, but you can only use that extra action to step, stride, or strike, which is still pretty Ooh. Cool. Ooh. Yeah.
I have 5 actions.
You're welcome. That's absurd, but also amazing. So all of you have that, and then I'm going to use my last action to Vicious Evisceration Dinpool. Do we have any hero points left?
I feel we should. Yeah.
You should have just got one. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna use it.
You do have the +1 to attack rolls though for me though.
Yeah, I rolled barely. I went from a 10 to 11, so I don't think that's gonna be enough. But let me see.
Forty-three to hit Dimple?
Yeah.
Will hit because they are flat-footed right now.
Oh, yes. Remarkable. Okay, so that is, she's now drained 1. And then if we hold her math, let's see what else I do to her. That's gonna be 53, and 13 of that is positive. Oh wait, no, it's gonna be more than that. That's gonna be 54, right? Because of Astraea?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so 54. But 13 is still positive because ghost touch stuff.
Anything else for your turn?
Nope, that's it.
All right, and that'll bring us to Groon.
All right, give me half a second because I'm just double checking a particular spell. Okay, that is touch. I'm a little worried about Marrow. So
I am about to do something really fucking funny. You can't heal me though. I'll always take the health because I'm also blinded.
Yep. Which is the reason why I am going to first I'm going to use Blessed Spell for 1 action, which allows me to use Mercy to counteract with a spell I cast using spell slots. And I will use my final 2 actions to cast a 9th level heal on Marrow. So that's the 2 action heal. So Marrow, you heal for 122. And then for my, also part of that, I get a counteract check, which all I need to do is not crit fail unless you use a 9th level on the touch, on the blind word.
It was only a level 7.
Oh, I could have gone, you mean I could have gone with an 8th level heal? Oh well, that's all right. So I assume a 37 does not crit fail on the counteract check and gets rid of the blindness.
You're no longer blind, Marrow. You can see again. It's a miracle.
Yeah! Oh, there's a corpse!
That will be my turn.
It is now.
Oh wait, pulsed. No, I get an extra movement, so I will step. Oh. Sorry. Just move a little bit so that I can get away from Sirtu. Is that Sirtu?
Dimple. So it is Dimple's turn, and Dimple is going to turn around and continue trying to rip Doomy's throat out.
Ew.
Or 55.
What is a crit?
So yeah, that is going to be 66 damage. On the card she got was momentum, so she has a +2 circumstance bonus to attack rolls until the end of her next turn.
Okay, so that was 66, you said?
Yep.
All right, I have to do some serious mathing here. One moment. I need to write these numbers down. Hold on.
Check out the Hold for Math coffee mug in the Goblets and Gaze store.
Yeah, but can we get the Visealed Saves, the rest of you take damage mug?
All right, so that's 61 damage. So I am at minus, okay, so I'm at 0. However, I take hit points equal to twice my level, so that's going to be 36. Any hit points remaining after gaining those temporary hit points. So that's 36 temporary hit points. I had 35 HP. Let me see if this math works out.
It's going to be 38 because we're level 18. Never mind, I'm an idiot. Why did I think we're level 19?
I'm still up.
Still up?
I have 10 hit points left but they're all temporary.
Well, let's try it again.
I swear to fucking God.
46.
Yeah, that's gonna hit.
For 31, so you will go down, but you won't go down to a crit, so, you know, you won't go to dying 2.
That is true.
You go down to dying 1.
I was gonna say, I have another thing. If you go to 0, just let me know.
Shield block, so that...
That takes 17 away from it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was 30 what?
32?
31. It's still gonna be more than 10.
So do you drop to 0?
Yeah, I'm at 0.
With the stone skin?
Wait, good point.
I also forgot about it. I'm gonna keep that in mind.
Your AC is also +1 because of my thing.
It would still hit though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to myself. I guess I can say this out loud. 31 minus 17 is 14. But add in the resistance, because that's just how I have to do this. Which stone skin, my resistance is higher than the stone skin. So that's 'cause then 31 minus 22 is 9. So I only take 9 damage, so I have 1 HP. 1 temporary hit point.
And
it's not even real.
He was stunned once, so she only had 2 actions this turn.
Ooh, standing on the brink! Just gonna growl back at her.
Alright, at least my shield isn't destroyed this time, which is nice. It's just broke.
So, Vasield's turn, so they're gonna take their first action to move over next to Grunwe. It will pass you, Joanna, so if you have the attack of opportunity.
Yeah, I do.
Never mind. Psych.
Let's see. I think that's a 48.
48 will hit.
No crit, right?
No crit.
Damn. All right, well, it's okay. I have something else in my sleeves. my swords in my sleeves because of magic, but I meant something else. 36 damage. Ooh, that was a high roll.
Alright. They are now next to you, Groon. Do you notice that they have, with one of their clawed hands, they reach out and they attempt to claw at you. To strike you with the claw.
With the claws.
So that is going to be a 46 to hit you.
That will hit.
All right, so there's going to be 32 slashing damage, and they're going to try one more time.
Don't I have a resistance to slashing from something? Is that still going?
I think there was stone skin.
Yeah, which should be still going. Yours is at 10.
All right, so that is a 42 to hit with the second attack.
And undo that one. And that second one will hit, yes.
That'll be another 31 slashing damage. Alright, and then that is going to be their turn, which will bring us to Tamsin.
Yeah, I am going to go ahead and cast Weird on all of the false gods. So give me a will save for all of them, please. The DC is 40.
You said will?
Will.
Okay, so we have a 43, a 49, a 53, a 45, and a 41.
Okay, so they take half damage, which is 23.
The 53 is a critical
success. Oh, 53 was a crit, yeah.
Okay.
So I assume they take no damage. And no one can be frightened, so that doesn't matter. And then I'm gonna go ahead and take cover. And that's my turn.
Valid.
Because the blade wall counts as cover.
It does. Joanna.
Alright. I have so many actions. I'm going to use one action to recharge my spell strike. Oh, that's Remus. Remus is dead as fuck. Okay.
Yep. LOL, they're dead.
I think I'm just going to have to go in on Sershu still.
She's on our side.
Sorry, not Sershu, Dimple. Does this mean they're flanked now, Aubrey?
Yeah, they are flanked.
Joanna is going to like tighten their grip on the handle of the sword, the hilt, and that's where like there was a scroll on there, and the scroll kind of like dissipates because it's one that was given to her by Tamsin this morning for Blood Feast, which I'm going to spell strike with Blood Feast, which is a spell attack. That's nice, and I severely need some health. That is 50.
It is not going to be a crit, but it will be a hit.
Of course.
Unless it's like a nat 20, but I don't think so.
No. Even though they're flanked?
Even though they're flanked.
Ah, so close.
It's almost there.
But yeah, I imagine it must be like right there.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me roll this damage first. We take 33 slashing, and then Blood Feast does... I am not a gug, so it just takes regular damage. Okay. 40 damage.
40 damage? All right.
Yeah. I get 20 temp hit points from that, which is nice. Temp. Zero, except. So one action, spell strike. I still have a move action because I'm quickened by Demisa, and an attack action because I'm quickened by me. I'm just going to regular attack one more into the pool. Oh, I'm so sad. This is the second attack. So this would normally be 53, but it's actually a 49 because it's my finesse attack.
Still a hit.
So close. It's additional 29 damage. That's going to have to be my turn. I don't want to move. I didn't have actions to redo Inspired Courage, so that goes down.
It's okay. It was up because of me as well. And it will stay up for 4 turns.
Oh, you're doing it too? Okay. Oh, you did.
I did it at the very beginning of my turn.
I need to figure out lingering comp, but like, I don't know. We only have 2 more levels, so.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's fine. The only reason why I didn't lingering comp it earlier is because I wanted to get my ancient flesh forge. That shit was pretty dope.
The boy. That is my turn, Aubrey.
Okay. That'll bring us to Marrow. Close out round 4.
Can I do something funny?
Sure.
So you remember who we were talking? I was picking my level up feats, and I just picked one. I was like, wait, does immobilize mean that I can just slip out of like someone grappling me? Wouldn't it be just funny? You were like, yeah, that's how that works. Can I use a free action to use Swift as Water to slip out of being immobilized, and also a different free action to stand up again?
So what feat are you using?
Swift as Water is the 18th level one that I picked up. Essentially, I choose a condition like immobilized, slowed, or something else. But I'm picking immobilized, and I end that condition on me. So I'm no longer immobilized. That's a free action.
You will still count as grabbed.
Okay, that's fine. How am I grabbed and immobilized then?
Because the grabbed is what causes the immobilized.
Okay, so I'm grabbed but not immobilized, which is kind of weird. Okay.
It just means you can move while they're grabbing. Like, you can't get out of their, like, I don't know, arms reach, but, like, you can spin around while they're, like, you know, like, when you, like, make a big circle with both your arms, mm-hmm. and you're inside the circle, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, he could hug you real tight. Or the grosser version, because Ixthar has tentacles.
Man, it's just real slippery
up there,
listen,
you know?
Man, if I'm gonna get grabbed by tentacles, I don't want it to be a guy I can't fuck. Come on.
But Marrow, you do fuck ghosts canonically.
Yeah, but not this one. This one's kind of cringe. But yeah, I'll use a free action in the immobilized condition and a free action to stand up, which means I've used 0 actions and I am now semi-free.
Well, yeah.
You said I was prone.
No. You're just grabbed.
Oh, I thought you said he
slammed you on the ground. It's like he has you and did the Hulk slam.
Oh, I assume assumed I was prone. Okay. Never mind. I'm just going to use 1 free action.
So essentially what it means is you won't have the penalty to like, because if you're like immobilized and stuff, you'll have like a penalty to certain actions that have like the manipulate trait. You won't have that penalty.
It won't let me remove it because I'm still good.
Yeah, it won't let me remove it, so you're just going to have to remember these things.
Yeah, that's okay. But I am going to do that. And now that I have four actions for something funny, I don't know how roughed up these guys are, but I'm just going to pray to God that I can do something interesting. I'm going to use my first two actions for a two action wrong month's wrath so I don't hit, like, my allies by accident.
What was that?
I could use a three action one to get the sealed, but no. I'm going to use a two action wrong month's wrath, so give me reflex saves again, please. If I use a third action one, I can hit the sealed, but it's my third action, and I kind of want to do something else.
I, 47 and a 48.
No!
So they both critically succeed.
Everything I do!
At least, but at least you've damaged gods now.
Everything I do, and for what? It's okay. I have more actions. That was my last focus point, too. That just feels like a kick in the balls. Well, I guess I'll beat up a woman. I'm gonna use Foyer Blows on a woman.
Okay.
Man, fuck those women, I guess.
Everyone, take this out of context right now.
I'll just clip. I'll clip it.
No, hold on.
G and G, we really fucking hate women.
No, hold on. I can make it worse. Fuck those POC women. Those POC women.
I'm gonna edit these things out.
G and G, we hate women.
Especially the not white ones.
Anyway. Diversity wins.
Alright, let's see if I can hit after saying that. I don't think I deserve to hit after saying that, but... That's a 47.
Can I say otherwise?
Does a 47 hit Solakra?
It does.
Okay.
Never mind. I guess you can hit because of your I don't know.
Okay, the second one
is a crit fail.
I have one more hero point. Okay. At this point, I'll just do that. Unless I roll another four.
The turntable.
Technically, that was a four. So if I roll another four, I am petitioning to get a free reroll. That's a 41.
41 does not hit.
Really?
Take it with one.
No! A cries on the floor. I don't get any plus ones from the squad, do I?
From me.
Yeah, you do.
I do? Shit, really? Yeah. Will 42 hit?
Nope.
But you do plus one damage.
Okay. I'll take it. I'm just gonna roll with the regular damage roll. Well, that was high, actually. That is 29, 30 points of damage, actually. Wee-hee-hee. Damn, this woman's still standing. And I have the last action from Dumisa. And I kind of want to not be sandwiched between these two motherfuckers anymore, but I'm still grappled is the issue, so I can't leave. So
I mean, you could do like an escape check, but you would get the penalties.
Yeah, it would be
don't
such
do
a
this. No, never mind. Forget yeah. I said anything.
Yeah, I'm forgetting you said anything. I don't think punching her at a minus eight's a good idea.
Yeah. You have to ride step or strike. Those are your only options. Or mine.
If I'm staying within Iktar's reach and I step for your thing, can I just like move here?
Sure.
Okay. I feel like that's a better option than where I was.
You're no longer flanked.
Yeah. I'm gonna tactically move over to Iktar after punching the woman. And that is my turn. Oh, no. There we go. That is my turn.
Alright. That'll bring us to the end of round four and the end of this episode.
Fuck,
this
no, fight is going. So much shit I wanted to do.
Right, it is
a back up. God.
We're going a little bit longer of recording than we usually do. And I think there's at least another full round of combat. So, take us out.
All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to another wonderful episode of Goblets and Gaze. If you like what we do here, feel free to follow us on Twitter, Blue Sky, Instagram, everything at Goblets and Gaze. Give us money on Patreon so we can continue what you love doing. And we are getting into the end game of this campaign. If you want to see what happens next and see what's going on, follow us, stay up to date.
and stay safe, eat your vegetables, and just... Man, I can't punch a woman good,
no,
can I?
No, stop. Eat your vegetables. Go home.
Yeah.
Everybody, Aubrey here with a fun little announcement. Goblets and Gaze is now an affiliate over at Adventure Dice, and we know how much we all love those math rocks. So if you need some new math rocks in your life, go over to adventuredice.ca and in the checkout code, enter our promo code Goblets for 10% off. But also, they have dice. They have other TTRPG accessories and tabletop goodies, dice trays, condition rings, and things like that, little spellcasting stuff. Great stuff there. Go check them out and support our show. Thank you.
Be gay. Roll Dice.
An LGBTQIA actual play podcast network.